chatting to Dr. Zoe Williams about gut health. This is a brand new thing for 2023, right? So forget all about lots of, you know, vegan food, drinking this, drinking that, taking this, taking the other. It's all about the belly. Is that right, Dr. Zoe?
Well, yeah. I mean, our gut is such an important part of our body, and it's you know, when we're learning about our gut all of the time. So even as scientists and doctors, there's lots of new information all of the time. So I think, yeah, 2023 is definitely a year, I think, for understanding a bit more about the gut and about what we can do to look after it.
So what can we do to look after our guts then? Is it about just drinking lots of water to flush toxins through, or is there a bit more to it than that?
Little bit more to it than that. So our gut is our gastrointestinal tract. So it starts at our mouth, it's where we put food in, and it goes all the way through our body to our anus, where waste comes out. And yeah, you're right that drinking plenty of water is a good thing that we could do. But when it comes to our diet, some of the most important things we can think about is fiber. So we need to be trying to eat 30 grams of fiber a day. But also it's important to have a diverse range of different plant foods. So this is not about being vegan. It's not about being plant-based even, but it's about consuming a wide variety of different plants that make up part of our diet. And that includes fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, whole grains, and also legumes, which are beans and lentils and chickpeas, which are a relatively cheap and really good source of fiber, good source of protein. You know, they often can come in tins or dried, so they last a long time in our cupboards. But as about increasing fiber and that diversity of plants in our diet and having water, there are lots of other things we can do to look after our gut as well. And one of the really important ones actually is doing what we can to minimize stress, which I know is difficult for a lot of people at the moment because lives are more stressful than they've ever been for many. But even though we might not be able to make a difference to the stress that we encounter in everyday life, things like breathing exercises, yoga, meditation, there are lots of apps that are free that can guide you, can actually impact on the gut and our gut health. So for people having symptoms of the gut, it's something else to think about that they might be able to do to make themselves feel better.
What's the telltale sign that your gut's not good? So is it just general belly ache, bloatedness? What else can people look for?
So there are gut-related symptoms that would be things like diarrhea, constipation, abdominal bloating or discomfort, heartburn, but even sometimes things like fatigue that we might not necessarily know are caused by our gut. And even if people don't have gut health symptoms, then taking measures to look after our gut, because we know that impacts on, you know, many different aspects of our health, it's something that we can all look towards as ways to improve our mental health, our physical health, our immune health. So looking after our gut, I think, you know, it's something that I would encourage people to be more informed about and understand a little bit better, because, you know, having that knowledge is power, and can be really motivating to make some steps that can improve people's health in the future.
Dr. Zoe, I'm going to use my personal story here, if you don't mind, because this is really interesting to me, because all of a sudden I have started to be bloated and I gain a lot of stomach cramps, and I have no idea where to trace all of that back to try and fix that.
Yeah, and that's a really, really common complaint and something that GPs like me were seeing a lot of. And, you know, the first advice is to yourself or anyone, if you're having gut symptoms that are persisting, lasting a long time, especially, you know, if they're making you feel ill or you're getting any worrying symptoms like weight loss or blood in the stool, it's really important to seek help. Some research recently commissioned by Activia Yogurts found that such a significant number of people were having gut symptoms but wouldn't even talk to their partner about it and wouldn't seek help from a healthcare professional. So it is important to do that. That research found that 82% of people thought that gut health was important, but almost half, 47%, didn't know where to start. So it's identified there is this gap in knowledge, and I always look at things positively. I think, well, where there's a gap in knowledge, if we can take steps to educate people and increase that knowledge, then we can really make a significant impact, hopefully, on people's health, not just their gut health, but their entire health.
Just to wrap up then, I'm going to put you on the spot now, Dr. Zoe. So top three bullet points, just to round off. What are the first three things that you need to do if you want to look after your gut and then everything else will fall into place? The first three things.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do, rather than give you specifics, because we're all different, I'll kind of give you three steps as to a framework as to what you can do. So I think, first of all, is educate yourself a little bit about the gut. And I've got something I can tell you about, which might be the first step as towards doing that. Second one is, once you know what the TLC, the changes are you can make to look after your gut, which changes do you want to make? You know, that might be changing your diet, it might be changing your exercise, trying to get better sleep or managing stress. And then the third one is make it achievable. You know, make a change, but make it achievable. And once you've established that as a habit and it becomes easy, you can think about making more changes. Often people try and change everything all at once, especially in January, you know, with New Year's resolutions. And it's just too difficult. So make small, simple changes that you can do forever and you have the optimum chance of success.
Dr. Zoe, thank you so, so much for all of that. Before you go, we need to listen to you because you're a gladiator and you can beat us up. So,
yeah, it was a little while ago now. They're bringing some new gladiators, aren't they? That was a little while ago.
I did apply, but they've got no room for a Mr. Blobby lookalike anyway in the new gladiators. So there we are. Thank you very much for your time anyway.
Can I give a little mention of the Gut Health Museum?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so the Gut Health Museum is going to be in London on the 15th, 16th of February. You can get free tickets on Eventbrite and it's a really good way to learn more about the gut.
Before you disappear, the Gut Museum, is that not for the easily squeamish or anything? Is it all about stuff in the belly?
It's designed to be a fun, immersive experience. So you'll enter through the mouth, which is a doorway that looks like a mouth, via the red carpet, which is the tongue, and you'll walk through the esophagus into the stomach, where you'll hear the actual genuine sounds of the stomach, and then you'll go through the intestines, where I'm sure that although it's immersive, I don't think there'll be any funny smells. lots of information and the sounds and the sights of the gut. And I think, you know, we tend to learn best when we're having fun. So this is, it's really designed to be a fun experience and to educate people, which, you know, for me as a doctor, the great thing about it is that could have a positive impact on people's health.
Where can people go to find out about loads of stuff that we've just been talking about?
Yeah, so to find out, to book tickets to go to the museum, which you can either do in person or online, just go to eventbrite.co.uk and search for Activia, What the Gut Museum. And some of the stuff we've talked about gut health, there is further information on the Activia website as well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Zoe.
Thank you.